Let's take a look now at climate change and real estate. There is something called climate gentrification, a finding from Harvard researchers that homes at higher elevations are appreciating faster than those at lower. But a report from the nonprofit First Street Foundation singled out Charleston, South Carolina, that beautiful port city, as a city with homes losing value. Homes exposed to flooding there have lost $266 million in value since 2005. Well, about a million of that is being lost by Elizabeth Bueno. We first read about her in the Washington Post. Instead of selling her 1939 colonial-style home for the $1.2 million it was once worth, she dropped the price 11 times and is about to tear it down. After navigating insurance companies, government grants, and historical districts, hers had to okay the demolition she has to do at the request of a potential buyer who's paying a fraction of what she once thought she'd get. We reached Elizabeth on Edisto Island, a couple hours outside Charleston. Elizabeth, start with the flooding events that started this.
I was flooded three times, and the first was Joaquin, which was a tropical storm that came through and brought torrential rain. And that was followed by Hurricane Matthew. That was in October of 16. And then the big wallop was what became Tropical Storm Irma in September of 17. Irma brought 8 inches inside, swirling around.
Well, this beautiful home that you had in Charleston was also your nest egg, and you had thought you'd get about $1 million for it. Instead, you started to lower the price. Research from places like the Journal of Financial Economics says that the vulnerable homes are selling for a lot less because people are asking for breaks. They're asking to bring the price down if they know that there's been flooding. Did you see that?
Well, I saw that in the following way. I have not had an ultimate or end user homeowner make an offer on the home that was not very low end. The offers I've had are builders, and the builders see opportunity because they have the resources and the tools to remake the home at a lesser cost, perhaps, than the end user homeowner. So I literally, the day the article came out in the Washington Post, got a new contract that replaced the one that had fallen through and had been on the table about 6 weeks. And it's not great, but I am encouraged that there's someone interested, and it's a matter of their getting approval from the Board of Architecture Review. So I'm hopeful, and so we'll see.
But you are seeing what researchers are seeing, which is these are investors who are coming in, as you said, builders, because they know they're going to get these places at rock bottom. In your case, you know, this house was going to be raised. They're just getting, they're buying the property because they can do what? Like raise the property? R-A-I-S-E?
Exactly. It's 14 feet BFE, which is basic flood elevation. And that comes around to about 9.5 feet off the ground.
And this is something you couldn't do?
Absolutely not. The same insurance company that told me they would not pay for mold insisted that I demolish, and just the demolition was $25,000. And yet the insurance payment to do redo everything was not significantly more than that. And I had to renegotiate in order to get a fair settlement. But even so, it wouldn't have come close to the cost of elevating and renovating the home.
So now the developers will raise it, R-A-I-S-E. But what's it like to think of it raised, R-A-Z-E-D?
Well, I have been dealing with the hope of a grant from FEMA, the ICC Increased Cost of Compliance grant, which is only $30,000. But at the same time, this particular builder developer wants it demolished. And I'm grateful that I was eligible since I have had severe repetitive loss. I'm known as an SRL. Mm. I've said that rhymes with, you know, S-O-L.
S-O-L. Blank out of luck. Just out of luck.
Right. The damage to my home exceeded at least half its value. And in my case, it exceeded 100% the value. Therefore, FEMA has granted $30,000 for the house for either demolition or elevation. I can have it demolished for 30. I can't have it elevated for anything close to 30. Mm. So I do at least feel like those funds will go towards starting over blank canvas for someone. And in a way, I have to emotionally detach from it because I've owned it since 97, lovingly refurbished it, have spent so much time, energy, money, and heartache trying to recover from three flood episodes that in a way I'm spent with it. In another way, you know, I'm both awash with emotion, at the same time seeing the damage from the flooding, recognizing there's really not any other way but to move on.
What do your neighbors say about this? You can't be the only one. Are people increasingly looking around and saying, wow, studies show, and here's one from the Federal Climate Report, the sea has risen 8 inches since 1900, but that pace is accelerating, could rise up to 7 inches by 2030, over 4 feet by 2100. Are other homeowners thinking of either saving up to start raising their homes, R-A-I-S-I-N-G, or trying to sell and get out?
Well, on either side of me is an elevated and newer home, one roughly 10 years old that is it's sold in 17 days for $1.1 million. On the other side of me, a brand new house, and that's part of the reason I was hit so badly, was a development on either side of me. The neighbors across the street, three of four, are to the ground. They are all very concerned, trying to decide if they better get out while they can. Will they have the money to elevate their homes? The smaller homes are outnumbered and seem to be the ones that took the most damage.
A cautionary tale that a lot of people are dealing with. Now we understand that agents say that once the property is elevated, which the new developer can afford to do, it's probably going to go for $1.3 to $1.4 million. That's what you kind of hoped you were going to get.
Exactly. And I've had people approach me about doing a joint venture and to stay in some degree of ownership. In fact, FEMA ICC, the grant monies for elevation only go to the homeowner, same for demolition, but for the elevation aspect, it's 8 to 10 months before you'd see your money. So I would have had to remain a homeowner had I wanted to benefit from that $30,000 grant from FEMA. But I wasn't sure I could stay emotionally tied to it for as long as it might take, even if it meant significant financial return. I hate to say I'm spent with it. I've put so much into trying to come back from this last one, which was such a hard hit. The other two were just dress rehearsals. So I am renting a little place next to or close to downtown I hope to buy if my sale goes through, but it's nothing like what I was in. It's a condominium where I have a number of friends and I'm on the second floor.
Yeah. Look, the city is considering making a lot of changes to protect property values. They're looking at improving pumping systems. Too late for you. What would you tell people? I mean, does this come as a shock to you?
It definitely comes as a shock to me, and I do feel like we've been too slow to respond. And in my case, it did take that last one really big hit for me to become more vocal. It's visible and it's real. There has been a discussion amongst our legislature about tapping the accommodations tax. Tourism is a major income producer for our state. At the same time, the flooding can scare a lot of people away, whether it's homeowners or tourists. And even when rain comes now, I have a certain sudden anxiety that wells up in my body. Oh, my God, how much rain? Oh, my, is it the new moon? Is it the full moon? How many inches?
Sounds like you have a little bit of post-traumatic stress there, you know, when it rains.
We've just really been through a lot. And I have to say, that first one, you could not leave the house. Your possessions floating down the street. Ever since then, life made a shift. And it's not just torrential rain. We get sunny day flooding in Charleston, too. Mm-hmm. We're that low. The sea has risen that high. And on a full moon or a new moon time of the calendar, you may not be able to get from one side of town to the other. Our city can be, certain sections of it can be underwater.
Yeah.
Even with no rain. Our legislators seem to be divided about whether or not to apply some of the accommodations tax money to finding flooding fixes. And maybe someone from Greenville doesn't exactly support offsetting flooding in Charleston, South Carolina. I can see that, but hopefully we can look at ways to come together.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me and for carrying the message.
And Elizabeth Buenos, home in the Charleston neighborhood of Charleston, South Carolina, is scheduled to be torn down on Monday. We'll have a picture.